Hey guys, this is Danny McDermott from The Danny McDermott Show. If you want to see our show live, it's every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Trust me, you want to see it then. You'll see all the screw-ups. It's great. Our show is an adult show, I must admit, but that's only because we're childish. Most of the guests that we have on the show are my friends, so you can just watch us hang out as buddies. It's fun. Just chill, relax, enjoy. Special guests, Steven Escobar and Jason Stewart.
Hello. Welcome to the show, guys. All right. It's been a crazy week. Oh, my God. I'm so glad you're here. This is going to be fun. We're going to have a good time. Oh, man. Well, we got to have a good time here because COVID is blocking us from having fun anywhere else. It's crazy. It's insane. I was at Maxie's Bar and Grill the other night, and they had to close at 10, and the guy who's playing the guitar, he's like, yeah, I got to stop my set now because COVID apparently starts at 10 p.m. He's like, yeah, the ball drops and all that. That's Frankie if you're watching. We'll probably have him on the show at some point. Man, I'll tell you, it's crazy. I don't know. I don't even know what to do anymore. I there's nothing to do. What are you supposed to do? Just watch Netflix the whole time? I mean, I at this point, I swear to God, I'd be ready to make out with any girl, as long as she was wearing a mask. I'd make out with masks on, right? Anyway, we were supposed to show a mask there, but that was my fault because I jumped. There we go. Not her. Oh, my God. No. I'm not making it. No, wait. Let's go back here. Okay. Let's talk about this. The masks that people are wearing now are insane. And I think some people are just doing it to make fun of the whole thing, which is stupid. But let's see some of these masks that people are wearing. Okay. This is incredible. The one in the middle is insane. Is that a Coke bottle with two small bottles with cocaine in them? I think that's what it is. The guy on the left, he just put aluminum foil in an ashtray. And the guy on the right, it looks like he just took a kid's party hat and put it on his face. This is great. How does she even breathe? Isn't that stuff supposed to block? That stuff's supposed to block any leakage. How is she supposed to breathe? It's impossible. Tampons up the nose, and that's disgusting, especially if it's Kevin's shoe. Look at that. This guy, another guy with wings. Oh, it's a man too. What's he doing? As long as it's clean, it's not. It's fresh and new. It's got that nice vinegary smell. Okay, is that it? Is that it? Is that all? Oh, the lettuce. I mean, really, seriously, that's insane. That's like a superhero, lettuce woman or something. I'm telling you, though, dating is impossible. How do you date? How do you date now? We got to do for one of my next shows. We've got to actually do my actual video dates. I think that's what we got to do on our future show. So if anybody has ideas out there for future, for bad dates, put them in the comments or, now or later. And maybe we'll use them for the next show. It's just terrible. You can't, when you're a single person, it's the worst because you can't meet anybody. Everybody's afraid to even meet you. You can talk on the Zoom and everything, But then when you actually meet, it's like suddenly the Jewish tradition of having sex between with a sheep between you isn't so bad now, I guess. Anyway, let's bring Kevin on here, my sidekick, Kevin. Kevin, how are you?
I'm great, Danny. How are you?
You look like you're in a black box theater about to do a one-man show. What is
I am.
What is that?
I'm dressed dark.
You really are. And you still have not got that green screen down, Kevin.
What do you mean? It's green.
It looks gray now.
Let me tell you something.
Did it go bad?
You'd probably have an easier time getting a green screen on that lettuce face mask that we saw earlier. Be flawless.
I think it would have worked better. How was your week?
My week was great. Busy as usual.
I got the ghost cup.
That's nice.
Isn't that cool?
That is nice.
Hey, just because your cup dies doesn't mean you can't still use it.
No, it is. It's refreshment from the other side.
What were you going to say? You started a new job?
I did.
Yeah? Tell me about that.
Well, it's exciting, and we just started, so.
Okay. It sounds like you don't want to tell me, Kevin.
No, it's just when you start a new job, you don't know anything yet. So I think I pretty much ran through 2/3 of my knowledge there.
That's all your knowledge. That's all. You don't even know what you're doing.
You sign up for paychecks.
And you just sit there.
Give emergency phone numbers. There's a lot of paperwork. You give a lot of permission.
Oh, my God.
Then they break it to you so you don't, you're like, I don't want to do this.
There you go.
Which is 6 days into the paperwork, so you stay.
I've got a new cartoon series that I'm going to be recording.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome, man. It's called Angelo Rules. That's me right there. That's me. I'm the bully. I'm like, you can run, but you Now they know, they saw the face behind it. You can run, but you can't hide. Shut up, Nerdwood. Pretty good, huh?
All right, where can we see that?
I have no idea. I really have no idea. We're on the fourth season, and I don't know. It was on Netflix. I don't know where it is now, but it's all over the world, apparently.
It's literally the only time in the history of the Danny McDermott Show that I've chosen to be helpful, and you don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I really should ask them.
It's a question people are going to ask.
I mean, they send me episodes, but I don't know where they're showing the stuff.
That's great. It's a treasure hunt, people.
It is. So go ahead and seek it out. But I think a lot of, you know, it's funny, even when you search the links, a lot of the links, it's like foreign language and it's not even me. So I don't know if you can even find the ones with me on it. It's ridiculous.
Are they trying to attract viewers? What's going on here?
Maybe they're playing it in little villages in Africa. I don't know. Maybe it's like they put a projector up and play
it. I've been to stores with one item on the shelf, and if you walk in, they look at you funny. Like, what are you doing here? That's not what this place is about.
All right, so I want to start this show quickly. We've been trying to do this segment for a long time now, and we wanted to comment on some of the ridiculous videos we have out there. So this is what we're gonna do right now, I believe. Dumb.
Yeah, today's dumb shit.
That's my decision for your information. Bitch, I told you that I'm educated. Yeah, that's that monster, that's that problem, baby.
This guy is not a thug. This guy's like, oh! He just shot the cat.
He doesn't know what to eat. He's...
Okay. Uh-oh, mommy's mad. Mommy's gonna kill him. That guy was like 14 years old. He could barely grow a beard. How'd he get the gun?
And how'd he get the notion that he could rap?
That's the more important part,
I think. It is.
It is.
I think if he had...
Oh, no. I think we're lost. Whatever shall we do?
This is a show.
Oh, look!
I'm concerned that they're lost.
She'll know what to do.
Oh, lucky them.
Not to fear, little children. I will help.
Should have used Strem.
Strem,
the most dependable fishing line in the world.
Oh, that was awesome. That was. Did you see this wand fly up in the air after she hit?
I just started to relax for the nervous children. Then that happens.
Dude, I mean, seriously, I think that was real. I think Strem just found that video, Strem fishing line.
That's
and that,
great.
That woman hit. Did you hear that?
I don't even think Strem fishing line existed until they knew about the video. And they're like, we got to do something with this.
They just.
But,
oh, here's another one.
But,
can I find this in Arlington?
Oh, good grief, yes.
Oh, boy. Let's see how long it is. Let's hold it out.
This guy is probably close to 5 feet.
Standard.
Texas rat snakes are going to be one of the largest snakes that you find in the Metroplex area.
What the f***?
Yeah, he can deal with the snake.
You can tell he was mustering all the courage. He was like all morning. He's like, I'm not afraid of snakes. I can do this. I can do this. I can hold the snake. And he holds the snake. And this little tiny lizard jumps on him. And he acts like he's electrocuted.
Second reptile is just too far.
Right?
And I said, what are you doing running? And you're saying it was really good out?
It's the perfect texture for running. Very low impact on its dry snow, so your feet don't
get
wet.
She is so bourgeois.
What have you seen while you've been out running?
It's been a lot of fun. There's a lot of other runners and more skiers than runners for sure. I think they've got a little bit of the advantage with the whole stride and glide thing. But it's too nice
so
to not be out here.
Yeah. All right. Well, go ahead and keep on
he's
the
just
run.
Agreeing with
have kept you, but I appreciate you guys talking
stay
with us.
Warm.
All right. Thanks. We've seen a lot of people out
these
here.
These are the snobbiest joggers
sledding,
I've ever watched.
Just enjoying it. One thing.
Oh!
Oh.
That can happen, unfortunately. Whee! Looks like Chelsea's okay. You okay?
Oh.
Yes.
How's the texture now?
I bet she'd have liked the softer snow.
I love the way she was like, the texture is so perfect for what we're doing. We're going to be jogging, and it's going to be so perfect. Everybody else is an idiot because they don't know what it's like. It's the perfect texture.
And you could see the ice patch. You could actually see the strip. It looked like a tire did it.
That was awesome.
That was great.
That was. She's cute. Oh! Not too smart, though.
Wow.
How sharp is her ass? Look at that. How sharp.
Bet you she's a half an inch shorter now.
She's got no neck.
Good, great.
That guy doesn't even go to save her.
She's dressed the same as her usual walk of shame. It's just in a different location.
That is a real walk of shame. Oh, my God. Yes, and what were they thinking? I mean, seriously. A cannonball on an iced over lake?
What happens if you make it through the ice? Then what?
Exactly. Was it like a suicide thing? Did she fail at suicide? Is that what's happening?
She failed at something. Maybe multiple things.
All right. That's good. That's good. I like those videos. We should do more of that, right? I think I want to bring our first guest in, Jason Stewart. And we got to talk about his intro. Jason Stewart is an award-winning actor who's been recently seen on TV's Goliath, as well as Nate Parker's searing film, The Birth of a Nation. He's featured in the upcoming thriller, Immortal. And he's a great guy. I love this guy. We've done comedy together many times. Please welcome Jason Stewart, ladies and gentlemen. And take down the banner. There we go.
Hello.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. The Goliath I just did, so it hasn't been on yet. It won't be on until 2021. I actually had a scene with J.K. Simmons, Bruce Dern, and Haley Joel Osment. Everybody had been either nominated for an Oscar or had an Oscar. So, of course, I had to bring up my best supporting actor nomination for the Glitter Award for Coffee Date. And they were all mesmerized by that, of course.
Well, they've all been dreaming of getting that award themselves. So.
Oh, please. And, you know, and then when I brought up the best actor for the Silicon Beach Film Festival, I could go over in the corner and show you the plaque. The best actor in a short film.
You know? They must have been kissing your ass.
Oh, my God. They were just upset there was no beach.
Oh, my God, dude. How you been?
I'm locked in my office doing Zooms all day.
Are you?
And, I'm not wearing pants. I haven't worn pants in months.
Great. And don't stand up.
I'm actually not even wearing shorts today.
Well, as long as you don't get caught masturbating like, what's his name?
Yeah, come on. He didn't know he was masturbating.
No, he did.
You know what's really weird about it is he thought he was off camera, but I'm thinking to myself, what are the other people thinking? Didn't someone say, hey, man, I think you're masturbating on camera. You probably don't want to do that.
Everybody was probably just sitting there like.
Or he had a really attractive penis and they all wanted to watch. I don't know.
I think he was jerking off to one of the other people in the room.
No. He was watching porn and during the business meeting, I guess. Which I've done quite often.
But you can watch porn and watch the person you want to jerk off.
What I've been doing is I've been watching The Crown because I'm obsessed as I was waiting and watching you at the same time. So I kept going like this and listening to all the terrible things, all the clips of people falling and almost killing themselves. You love people falling, don't you, Dan? You think it's funny if someone falls.
I was picked on as a kid. Now it's my turn to pick on people.
Oh, yes. Go ahead. Pick.
I played the bully in my new cartoon series.
Well, the biggest exciting news is I'm going to be performing in a parking lot.
Really?
Not once, but twice. On the 21st, I'm going to be doing one in Santa Clarita. And then on the 28th, I think it is, I'm doing the improv in Irvine. And I'm going to be there with Rob Schneider. I worked with Rob on his show, Real Rob, a couple of years ago.
Oh, nice.
So Rob Schneider from... You know, Deuce Bigelow and the Chick Magnet or all the Adam Sandler films or all things where he takes off his clothes and sort of tries to get some girl involved in his life.
I met him a few times.
I played a gay guy in a sauna in his TV series, so I was topless.
You played a gay guy?
Yes, it was character actor work. And I had to get on my knees and practice quite a bit until I got it just right.
Oh, you're hilarious, man.
But can you imagine I'm going to be in a parking lot? If someone told me a year ago I'm going to be doing stand-up comedy in a parking lot, I went, I don't think so.
Yeah, I would have shot myself.
It's not going to happen. I'm not doing it.
Right?
And then before, I'm going to jump at the chance to do it at the senior center parking lot, you know.
Oh my God, that's got to be the worst. Senior shows are the worst because they're like.
No, I think, come on. Senior is over 60 now, so there are some people, you know, and I have been willing to admit that I'm 50 years old. It's only taken me 9 years.
Well, I was talking about an old folks home, though, that type of senior.
Yes, that's really, but this is a senior center.
Okay.
Other people, we're just using their parking lot in Santa Clarita.
And, but wait, what's the difference between a senior center and an old folks home?
I think a senior center is people go to socialize, and an old folks home is people go to live and live. I
guess. Right. You like?
I have to just say something. How hyperallergenic is that? A actual sheet that you have in the background?
It is. It's my green screen.
Well, it looks like an old episode of I Love Lucy. It's sad. It's sad, and it makes me want to cry. That's all I have to say.
Okay, that's the
he put his whole, he fixed his hair, he washed his face, he put on a nice jacket, he got a background that makes him look like he's on, you know, ABC Morning News with Jennifer Aniston or something. He's got the headset on, though. He doesn't need it, he just wears it, you know, to keep everything in. And he tried whatever you're doing. It's sad.
He gets it all the time.
This green screen started in 2020.
Oh, great. Can you move a little lower so we don't see you?
Yeah, seriously. We only see, like, your shoulders, dude. You're not even, like, in the center and, like, up in the screen. You're just like over down here.
It's like, hi, how are you? Yeah, it's like that guy that was on Tool Time, you know, with what was it?
Wilson.
Tim Allen Show, Home Improvement.
Yeah, Wilson. That's what you should
hi,
be.
Hi, hi, how are you? You know, a whole career.
Right, like this.
A whole career of only showing his eyes.
I'm just going to slowly slide down.
It's okay. And it's just like me. Soon you will be an actual spot on your carpeting. I just hope whoever lived with you doesn't like to vacuum.
That's a best case scenario.
Okay.
So I've
okay.
had a lot of things happen to me since I, you know.
Wait, before we get into that, I want to show you something.
Oh, my God.
I'm very excited. This is some new technology that's only good for the Danny McDermott Show. And it's a technology.
Who's Danny McDermott?
Oh, that'd be me. Okay. You remember me, the guy who brought you on the show.
You can say okay. my show. We know who you are.
But it's only available to this show. And it's when you put a video into this machine, it reads the mind of the animal in the video.
Oh, hold on. Wait, the crown is back on. I'm sorry.
All right. Let's see. Let's show them. I want to see
animal mind reading technology. Oh, I feel like my chest is being squoze against the ground. What? Does anybody want to trade people? I think all my organs have been squoze up into my neck. I feel like a tube of toothpaste in a vise. Seriously, can I have some ibuprofen? Some kind of anti-inflammatory? Oh my god! Why are you trying to ride on my neck? That's not where you're supposed to ride! Oh, that hurts! My neck! Oh my god! I can't... He's king of the world! What the hell's happening? Yes, that's it. Hold up my neck, please. Please just hold up my neck. Just all the way. The whole 500 miles we're going, just hold me up. Oh my god, this is horrible. Oh, seriously, is this an elephant on my back? Or two elephants? Or what is this? Oh god! Oh god, oh my spleen! Oh! Uncle!
That was past funny. It's animal cruelty.
It is. It's horrible.
That was really just awful. And who
do you believe it?
I could see the end of the cute guy off to the side. I just so wanted to do something. I've been alone a long time. You know, sex is over. Did you know that? Sex is over.
Die. Do I know that?
Yeah.
Do I know that?
Yeah, it's over. No more sex. My new boyfriend is called Pornhub. That's his name. He's great because you know what's great about him? He's whenever I turn him on, he's always there. And if he's busy, he sends someone else.
That's awesome. I love your surreal world. You're like the imagination of Mr. Rogers' world.
Like it's right here in my office. This is where the ring light's up here, the other light's here. These are my office magazine covers and posters for my show. You know,
what are all those pictures back there?
That's magazine covers for movies I've been in and more movies here and plays and short films and there's my stand-up special and
on the ceiling?
You know, I have a cathedral ceilings in my apartment.
Oh, okay, I thought you ran out of room on the wall, so you just started putting all the stuff on the ceiling.
No, just in the office, just here. And I also have an Academy Award.
What? What Academy Award?
You know that. That's how my career started.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to remember now. I thought we, Kevin. Where are the notes?
I was not in the notes there for the press release. I was nominated for Best Supporting Actor for They Shoot Horses, Don't They, in 1969. I played the 5-year-old kid who held the gun while she killed herself. And I cried.
Are you serious?
I'll show you the Oscar. Wait, hold on. Don't move. Wait.
Kevin, you really screwed the pooch on this one, Kevin.
Wait, here it is. Right here.
Wow, look at that.
Wow, that's impressive. You look really very nice.
Best. Oh, it says best mentor. You believe me for a second, didn't you?
You got that on Hollywood Boulevard.
No, I didn't. This is actually a real Oscar, and I've done a lot of mentoring for kids and one of the kids that I mentored actually got me this. The way you know it's not real and you didn't win it is there's no inside here. That's it. This is the exact Oscar that they use. And this kid, Robbie Carlisle, I started mentoring him at the LGBTQ Center. Probably whenever the year the movie Neighbors came out, he was in that. He had a very featured, funny part in that. And then I helped him in his acting career, and I helped him in his comedy career. And then he moved to Vegas and became a fan fiction writer. Really? And he makes more money than both of us.
What's his name?
Robbie Carlisle.
Robbie Carlisle. Okay. All right. Yeah. So he owes you.
an Oscar.
I know what I'm going to say if I ever win one, which will probably never. I'm just going to say, oh my God, this took so long. If you want to try this, don't.
Right?
It's so hard. Oh my God.
It was funny because the other day, or one of the other shows, they were asking what was it like? What would you say to people starting out stand-up comedy? I said, stop.
Well, there is no comedy now. What do you say? One kid sent me a thing, and he says he sent me, and I talked to him on the internets, and he said I want to be a comedy. I just love your show. What could I do? And I said, well, who do you want to make laugh? He said, everybody. And I said, oh honey, have you met everybody? Because I have. Sure. A lot of them you just don't want to make laugh. A lot of them you just want to run the other way. Run.
You know what's funny? I had a picture of me with two Oscars in the studio, and it's not there right now. I was going to show you that, but my buddy Terry McGinnis is staying at John Lennon's old house, and
it's Hollywood, right? You know why? Because Everybody in Hollywood lives in somebody else's house that's famous. There's no such thing as just living in a regular house. Oh yeah, yeah. Linda Evans here during Dynasty. Oh yeah, no, this is where John Ritter had his first child.
No. This is where he conceived it, the couch.
This is where Valerie Harper got the phone call that she got Rhoda.
There it is.
There it is. Wow.
Those are two real Oscars that are at that house. And they're heavy.
Did John just leave them there? I mean, I don't understand.
No, they weren't his. They were from Lawrence of Arabia for a woman who worked on that. I think.
He just left them at the house one night? Or?
Well, she's gone. She's dead. Oh.
So he stole them. He stole them from her.
No, it's not. It's not his house. It's
he's renting the house.
Anthony Hickok's house. No, he's a friend of Anthony Hickok.
I know that name, Anthony.
Yes. He's a director. He directed really cool dude. He directed all the House of Wax movies back in the.
Well, I only had the only connection I have is I was in the remake of The Pit and the Pendulum, and I played the Vincent Price role, and he was in House of Wax originally. So that's that's my closest connection.
That's very cool. That's very cool. Well, you're awesome at improv. I think you've inspired me. I think we should do a little segment, you and me. What do you think?
Oh, well, if you're going to torture me into doing it, I will.
Let's give it a shot. Let's try it.
Danny's Improv Theater.
As we join two
we're not
gentlemen
in yet.
He's not in costume, and I have to put the Oscar away.
Yeah, put Kevin on alone, and then
as we join two mourners at an Irish wake. Take it away.
No, keep going, Kevin. I'm not ready. I had to try this. I should have had Steve do this.
They're mourning.
Take us out again for a second.
Excuse me, Father. Father, excuse me. Is this the Moishe Greenbaum funeral?
No, my son. This is an Irish wake, my son.
Oh. Because I was supposed to. Is this Saturday?
Well, you know what? It's okay. Why don't you come in and drink? Because nobody's here because everybody hated him.
Oh, my God. That's so sad.
Oh, yeah. He was a dick.
Oh. That's a total dick. That's a little personal.
He used to beat his mother and beat his kids. He even beat his hamster.
Really?
Terrible person. Oh, terrible person. Yeah. But you know, you gotta pray for him. I have to do something.
Oh well, I was here for the Moishe Greenbaum funeral. I'm a distant cousin, but I thought I should come because my mother told me to.
Well, bring the casket in. We'll do another one. We'll do it together.
I was coming to the funeral. I don't actually have the actual casket, but I think this is Sunday, isn't it? I think I made a mistake.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's okay because you know what?
I can molest you if you want.
Oh, well, that's
part of my that's part of the wake.
That's by a rabbi. Yeah, his name was Shalom, so which means in English goodbye and hello. So I didn't know what was happening. It was like being in a turnstile at Joan Collins' house.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, actually. Do they allow Irish priests into these sexual escapades?
I think we've turned a corner, and I just don't know how we're going to get back. I don't know. I think, and scene!
And scene! Kevin, end it.
Join us next time on Danny's Improv Theater.
And next time we'll play the video.
I love the dressing through the scene. That was my favorite part.
Oh my God.
Putting on his clothes as he walked into a funeral.
It's live. Live.
No, we got to switch me and Kevin back and forth now if we can. There we go. Oh my God. That was
you fun. Really have it going here. You got really great technical things and everything. Oh,
I love the I have amazing producers. Susanna is amazing. Thank you, Susanna. Susanna, come on in for a second. Say hi.
I don't really want to see her. Okay.
No, can we see you? Can we actually see you, or do we have to look at the picture?
No, this is her. She probably looks, she's probably 140.
There she is.
I have a green screen.
How am I doing, Susanna? How am I doing?
You were so funny, Jason. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
I love it. What's all that stuff in your house? My God.
It's my green. It's my studio. It's my studio and my invisible chair.
All right.
He just gave you COVID. He just sneezed on you.
No, I just
thought. Dang it. I'm already on quarantine for 2 weeks.
Doesn't matter. I'm alone if I have it. If I don't have it, I'm alone. I have become that older gay man that lives at the end of the block. Right next door to his mother. That's who I am. I'm that guy that somebody says to, oh God, you know him, Jason. He never found anybody. He's alone. I'm that guy that they said when a kid's ball comes on my lawn, I scream, you kids, get off the lawn. And then I keep the ball. This is how sad my life is. I actually had someone the other day, Suzanne, and this is true. They hit me up on Grindr, which is the gay app, or is it Scruff, one of the gay dating hookup apps. And I said, look,
Kevin, you know,
sex during COVID. I'm not doing it. He says, I don't want to have sex with you. I just want you to stand naked in front of your window, you know, and masturbate. I said, oh, thank God I'm still popular.
Well, you know, Matthew McConaughey got in trouble for that.
Oh, did he? Oh my God. And I said,
he was playing bongos.
Oh, really? Well, I'm not going to play
bongos. Wait, he was playing bongos and masturbating?
Oh my God.
That's not going to join.
I'm going to tell you right now, Suzanne, I would pay for that.
I probably would too.
I would actually pay for it. My mom is going crazy. You know, so I would drop her off at Ross Dress for Less, and she walks in. You know, she's addicted to shopping. My mom is 70, she's 83 now, and she still shops at Forever 71. And she goes in there, you know, her eyes glaze over. It's like heroin's going through the air conditioning because she needs to buy shit. She bought a blouse, I'm not telling, with three arms in it at Ross Dress for. I said, Mom, why would you buy that blouse? It has three arms. She says, I'll make a bow. It's $1.99. I don't give a shit. Stop ruining all my fun. Do you go to Ross? I knew you. I could tell by the look in your eye because you were about to do this. Think like this, you know, because you wanted to shop.
That's awesome.
I haven't been shopping since before March.
Oh,
literally. Kevin, I'm ready to get out of this house.
Kevin, are you just going to sit there the whole time? Seriously.
I've lost all control of the show, Danny.
I will leave you gentlemen alone.
Are there any questions?
Thank you, Susanna. Yes, I got some questions for you, buddy.
Please.
Thank you, Susanna.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you, Susanna. Pleasure.
You too.
Thank you. I hope he's paying.
Poor Kevin's just sitting there like the whole time.
Dirty sleeves. That's a deal.
So listen, talk about Goliath. What was it like working with Billy Bob?
I didn't work with him, unfortunately. And since it was COVID and we all had our masks and our shields on and everything, the scene was done. The way they shot it is they moved everybody a little apart. It was supposed to be, I think, in a drawing room, and they changed it to this big mansion and one of the characters' houses, and we were all across the room from each other. And Bruce Dern walks in, and his line, my character's name was Charles, and he says, Charles has did this right, because I sort of talk J.K. Simmons into doing something he doesn't really want to do.
I love J.K. Simmons, man.
Oh, he was great. He was just great.
He's phenomenal.
And Bruce Dern walks in, you know, coming home, Nebraska, you know, Black Sunday, Jesus Christ. I knew I wanted to be, you know, have his kind of career when I was a kid. And he walks in next to me, and then he hits, goes like this once. And I think, oh, my God, I'm acting with Bruce Dern. And then at the end, he says, Charles does a really, and by the end, he was going, Charlie did a great job. I'm Charlie now. And I look at him, and I add a line, I go, thank you, sir. And I walk off, and they tell me to get out. It was just so great. It really was. It was a wonderful experience. It was weird to get back on the set again. I hadn't done anything since January. I did it in August. So it's okay. my job.
You've also worked with Judd Apatow.
Yes, on a series called Love that was on for 3 years. I played a shrink to, I wish I remember the act for Mad Men, a really, really brilliant character actor. And it was so much fun to do that show because we would do the scene and did it very much like we did it when we were on My Wife and Kids. When we did the scene, we would certainly do the dialogue just as it was. And then they would let us improvise around the dialogue and they would do other takes. And it was so much fun. I really almost, I couldn't believe that I was able to work on this show. And Judd had sent me an email before telling me exactly how to play the part, which was wonderful.
Judd's email?
Well, yeah, I've known him for a long time. So I had sent an email to him and said, hey, I heard there was a part. My agent told me about a shrink on the show. And he said, he emailed me back and said, oh, yeah, you'd be great. We're going to send you in to audition. And that's what happened.
I've met him a few times. He's a really good guy. I don't really know him that well, though.
I knew him when we first started out. He was a terrible comedian.
That's what he said.
He just was not good at all. And then he became great after he got famous. And I think what he did is he just sort of, I think he got into who he was. And who he was, I'm guessing, you know, was this successful guy. And it sort of really, really did him well in terms of comedy. He's done some great, great stand-up about his kids and about what's it like to be famous and all that. It was lovely.
You said he got good after he got famous. That's the thing. You see what happens.
It does not happen though like that because
no. Well, what happens is someone gets famous and then they get booked wherever they want, even though they're not funny at all, and it takes time. But they, you know, like
yeah, I'm not but you know what happens if you're not funny and you get the job, everybody finds out, nobody wants to hire you.
Right, right.
So, but he just kept getting better and better and better.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I wasn't saying for him in particular, but. A lot of the time. And
Rich Summers, I played his shrink, Rich Summers.
Okay.
Could you tell I was looking it up the whole time we were talking?
No, I couldn't.
God, I really feel I am as an actor. I feel bad when I don't mention people's names.
I just keep staring at Kevin because he's just sitting there.
I think whatever Kevin's doing.
Slowly.
It's just.
Like my career.
Kevin, why is it hypoallergenic? Why do you say that as your name?
I just change it every week. It never makes sense.
Oh, that's comedy. Okay.
You like my ghost cup?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Wait, there you go.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, God. You in trouble, girl.
So Tangerine.
What about it?
Tell me about it.
It's a film done by Sean Baker, who had done some wonderful independent films. I was working on... what was I working on? Something. And someone said, hey, watch this movie, The Prince of Broadway. And I thought it was so good. And then I went into, you know, this, I did this show, War in the Ape. It was a show on Comedy Central or MTV. I can't remember because one season was on one it was another. And I was only on one episode. I played a Bernie Madoff character. I talk like this. And I shared a cell with a puppet.
Harvey Fierstein.
Yeah, no, more Bernie Madoff. Harvey Fierstein would be like that.
Oh my God!
Bernie Madoff, and I did this improv for the casting directors, and I got the part. And then I looked him up, and I said, "Oh my God, this is the same guy who did Prince of Broadway, one of my favorite films." And then we hit it off really well on the set, and it was my first acting with a puppet to human acting. And then I tried, and I kept in touch with Sean, and he never wanted to let me have lunch, never wanted to, you know, go for a coffee. But one day, his producer, Darren Dean, called me and said, hey, we're doing this film called Tangerine. there's the part of Joey the doorman, who's the manager of the place where one of the stars do her song. It's a couple of scenes. Would you like to? I said, yes. He said, you don't even want to see the script? I said, no. This guy's brilliant. I want to be in this movie. And I had been going, and at the time, I remember they kept changing the date of it because they couldn't find a bar. They wanted to use Hamburger Mary's, but for some reason there was a problem. They finally got it. And I remember I was at Sundance that weekend that they were going to maybe shoot for another film we did called Love is Strange with Fred Molina and John Lithgow and Marissa Tomei. And
Marissa Tomei.
Oh, yeah. I'd never been to a Sundance with a film before. Never. So I didn't want to miss that. And it worked out that I could do both. So that was really great. And it was my second Sundance film in a row.
Awesome.
I had three in a row.
Very nice.
I was
you're a madman. You really are.
16. Pardon?
I said you're a madman. I remember when I met you for the first time. I think when I met you, I was with Scott Krinsky.
Scott Krinsky, who's also in Tangerine, who I'd met years and years ago. When I met him, I thought, God, this guy's crazy. But he turned out to be a good friend.
Scott was in the reading for my movie.
Yes, and I remember. And I came to watch it.
And we became friends.
From Scott.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So good. So how can people find you?
You go to jasonstewart.com, STUART, and all of my social media is there. And the thing that I'm really most excited about these days is my new series called Smothered. And I produced, co-produced, co-wrote, co-star with Mitch Hara, a series called Smothered. It's about these two guys that have been in a relationship for 30 years who hate each other but can't afford to get divorced. And it's really funny.
Scott's in that. I saw it.
He plays a shrink. He plays a moderate, a mediator in our divorce. And we've gotten over 50,000 views.
Wow.
We've gotten on the best series, short form series to watch on several lists. And we even got some award in Europe for best comedy short for the first episode.
Wow.
And I'm really, really proud of it. It's very funny. If you like David O. Russell films, you'll like this. It's in the same style of Flirting with Disaster or Silver Lining Playbook. And they can watch it by going to smothertv.com. It's on Amazon now. But sometimes it's hard to find things on Amazon because you'll see something called smothered eggs or, smothered onions or smothered people getting smothered or movie about, so you got to go.
Are you sure that's not the porn channel you were talking about?
Yes, I'm 100% sure.
5 stars. I've seen
everything.
Excellent work.
Excellent work. You can go to jasonstewart.com, and as it is, STURT. And if you really like me and want to know more about me, you can read my book.
Hey! Ah.
It's called Shut Up, I'm Talking! And ask me how I got the name for the book.
How'd you get the name for the book?
Okay, I'll tell you. So it was going to be called I'm Not Barbara Streisand. And because when I was a kid, I went to see Funny Girl and I fell in love with Omar Sharif. So I thought to myself, who am I left to be with Barbara Streisand? And that was like 10 years of therapy, because she was a woman, but she was funny with me on the outside, sad on the inside, and she looked like someone in my neighborhood. So the publisher, CCB Publishing, called me and said, we can't use that title. Streisand's going to be doing her own book and she'll sue us. This is great. What great publicity.
Right.
You don't want that publicity, and we won't do it. So I had to change the name. I called my mother on the phone. I said, Ma, they won't let me use my title. What am I going to do? She said, let me think. I said, come on, Mom, think of a funny title. You go. She says, I don't know. Let me give me a second. Mom, shut up. I'm talking.
Mothers are such a source of inspiration.
Oh, my mom.
And comedy.
Crazy as a loon. You don't know what it's like to go with her with a shield and a thing and going into the supermarket with her touching all the peaches. I said, we're in a pandemic. You can't touch all the peaches. Pick one. You're not buying a car. You're buying a peach, for God's sake.
That's a good point. I never thought about that because you want to see if they're soft enough.
It doesn't matter with her. She leaves the house once every 2 weeks to go to the market, and that's about it. She's been home making me if you go to my Facebook page, you can see the tuna casserole she made me tonight.
All right. Well, listen, I want you to hang out here. I'm going to bring on another guest.
Oh.
Yes. And but you've been so great. I'd love it if you hung out. Would you mind?
Sure. How long is this show?
Like 5 hours.
Minimum. No.
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't know. We got to get another 20 minutes, maybe.
Okay, I can do that. I'm missing the crown, you know. You know, once you're home, you're binging. You know, it's like, hey, get me that more. I want it. What happens? Oh my God! The crown. I got the episode with all the cousins that had sex or in the mental institution.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
And Margaret, one episode, and Margaret found out. You know, in the episode before, you know, with Princess Diana, you know, all that.
All right, cool. So hang out here. We're going to bring on our next guest.
God, I hope you know. Who is it? Oscar winner? Emmy winner?
I'm about to say it, Jason.
Think ahead. I'm so
this guy, wait, why is he can still stay in the room if you want. But well,
they,
anyway.
They took me out of the room. I know. I just went in the rating room. And hold on.
It happens to me once a week.
Hold on. Let's bring up the banner that explains who this gentleman is. If we have it.
He's got a fancy haircut.
All right. So this guy edited for Big Brother. He edited for The Apprentice. He's got he holds the Guinness World Record for the highest body count in a slasher film for Summer of Massacre. He works as an editor of various reality shows, ranging from Fox's Trading Spouses, Nanny 911. I love that show my son was young, by the way.
Trading Spouses? I love Trading Spouses.
Yep. All right. Let's bring him on.
Hey.
Steven Escobar.
Hey, Steven.
Hey. How you doing, buddy?
Welcome aboard.
I'm doing good.
Good.
Right, your haircut is
connection problem. The one
the haircut's not as fancy as the one in the picture, so we know that you've been good in staying home during COVID. I had to learn to vacuum all by myself. It's so emotionally debilitating.
Yeah, so you're a reader. Yeah. I see you got books behind you there. Are those
actually? There's some awards in the back. So, Emmy's back there.
That's right. You got an Emmy. That's all right. What was that for?
I was an editor on the Amazing Race for CBS.
You know, I was almost on that.
This is like 2007.
Yeah, I was almost. Yeah, I was. They called. They were prepping us to go on. It was me and David Russo. Dave Russo, he was like a short guy. He looks like Andy Capp from the comics. He's a Boston comic. And they said, two comics on The Amazing Race. We got to do it. And then David backed out.
But, why?
Oh, man.
I don't know.
God, I would have done it in a minute.
Well, maybe we can still do it. Steven?
They're so good.
So, I got a couple questions. We don't have a lot of time on the show, but I do want to talk about Terratoons 4.
Yeah. Well, Terratoons 4 it's basically 20 years ago.
Will we understand it if we haven't seen 1, 2, and 3?
Well, let's show
you. Yeah. Terratoons started in 2001, and my partner Joe Castro and I put together this film. And basically, it's about killer cartoons who kill people in cartoon ways.
That is awesome.
I love it.
Live action of an actual cartoon, a cartoon idea.
It's like Roger Rabbit meets Friday the 13th.
I hope there's an anvil involved.
Pretty much. Like, there was an axe in the first one. So.
Okay.
Oh, now he's
disappeared.
Maybe one of those cartoons got him.
The head when they did the thing and they chopped him off. Oh my God.
That was
The Amazing Race. That's a hard show. Oh, you're back. We were doing
there you go. Yeah. Sorry about that. I have a connection problem here.
Are you near your Wi-Fi? Can you hear me?
You hear me now?
That's legitimately a connection problem.
Gentlemen, he's on a Mac. I can't help him.
Look, it happened on The View the other day. They couldn't find, you know.
All right, Joy, I think I'm back.
Okay, you're back. There you go. So you worked on the Martha Stewart show.
Was that the one?
That's correct. Yeah.
With Snoop Dogg or without her?
Yeah, I worked. When I worked on The Apprentice, it was the original Apprentice before they did the celebrity. So I worked on one season of the regular Apprentice, and then I worked on the only season of the Stewart Apprentice.
Oh, Martha Stewart Apprentice. Oh, I thought you worked on the Martha Stewart show. So she did the Apprentice. Okay, gotcha. Are you?
Whenever she's on, it's the Martha Stewart show.
I think he's frozen again.
Right, if she comes on this, it's the Martha Stewart.
I think what's happening is Martha is actually irritated that we're talking about her, so she's freezed him out.
I think Trump is upset that he's talking about The Apprentice.
I wish he was just upset about this and nothing else.
Can you tell me, is that orange spray on, or does he eat a lot of Cheetos?
Yeah, unfortunately, I wasn't on the set because I'm an editor, so everything was shot in New York, and they brought everything.
So you heard things they said that you had to edit out, right?
But I did get to listen to a lot of things off camera. And I remember in 2016, I was getting I was getting a lot of calls from the New York Times and the Washington Post about anything that I might have heard backstage. But for some reason, they would just cut off his mic and I couldn't hear anything, but there were times when, you know, he got pretty aggressive, and that's all I'll say.
Well, if you learn to lip read, you could make quite a bit of money, I'm assuming.
Oh, he I think he knows. He just can't say everything that was
said. Oh, come on, Daniel. Right. Be honest. He said so many things that didn't matter.
Well, let's not put him on the spot. This isn't a political show. This is an escape from politics. That's what this show is. So what about Martha's? Oh, we lost him again.
In my case, it's also an escape from custody.
I think we're not going to be able to do the bit with him because of the.
That's a shame. I was excited. And I was excited to hear a little more about Tiny Toons 4.
Well, you know what, guys? We are going to, just so you know, we are going to play the Terror Toons 4 trailer after the credits of the show. So if anybody wants to see that trailer, it is going to be played at the end of the show.
Excellent.
Now, if you want, maybe Jason and I could do the
sure.
I thought that sounded great, but Steven's back. Maybe I'll throw it back in.
The thing is, with the connection, I don't think he's going to be able to do that bit. But we can still talk for a couple more minutes with you. So what? Tell us about your fundraising.
Well, basically, we're doing an Indigo campaign for Terror Toons 4. It's our 20th anniversary since the first release, and we're basically going to finish the entire series. We have this is part 4, and so we're running the Indigo campaign. We're trying to raise $12,000 more. So if you go to Indigo and look up Terror Toons 4, there's a lot of perks there. We have Felissa Rose that's in it, Brink Stevens. We have Debbie Rashawn, and a couple of other actors and actresses that are going to be in the film.
That's awesome.
But you don't have Jason Stewart.
Yeah.
And you're going
to have my head cut off. I don't know why nobody wants to cut off my head.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Perfect timing, Susanna. You're awesome. We gotta have general videos where she could just at the right time put them on when someone says something. Steven's frozen again.
She's already done that. You don't have to. She knows how to do it. She knows what's going on. She's great.
She is awesome.
She's the best.
She really is.
So what we're going to do now is I think Steven, I can't even talk to him.
He's threatening to. There he is. He'll come.
I want to let's just Steven will be around after the show in the chat room if anybody wants to talk with him. He's probably in the chat room right now if anybody wants to ask him questions or anything like that. We are at the end of the show. We're going to after the credits We're going to play the Terror Tunes trailer. So if anybody wants to see it, we can do it. Now we're going to do a segment with me and Jason, which we were going to do with him, but we're going to do it because we got it ready and we want to do it. Are you ready for this, Jason?
I don't know what we're doing, but I'm willing to play along.
Okay. It's called 30 and 60. No. Yeah. 30 questions in 60 seconds.
Will I get a residual for this?
Not at all.
Okay. I'm in.
All right.
Cool. All right.
What superpower would you want most? Sex in the morning or at night? How many chickens does it take to kill an elephant? Who's more problematic, Mel Gibson or Kanye West? Who's sexier, Sam Kinison or Sam Donald?
Hold on.
Am I supposed to answer?
Yeah, but we got to have him on there to answer. See, we didn't see this is technical stuff we didn't think about.
Well, don't tell everybody that we made a mistake. They don't know.
It's got to be a share screen.
My fault because I didn't know. Pretend you didn't.
No, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's my fault. It's all of our
fault because I didn't know. Dan, you're cool. He's great. I'm the one that doesn't know.
No, it's my fault.
Okay. Yeah, it is. It's always Kevin's fault.
We can all agree on that.
It's always Kevin. You're fired.
Suzanne, I'm ready when you are. We're going to do it right now.
Well, no, I don't think we can because the problem is, it's got to be a share screen, not in the studio, because so that your face can still be there on the side. And you and I are supposed to answer. Both of us are supposed to answer all the questions. Susanna, what do you say?
He can lean to the side.
Oh.
No, I made it full screen. Hold on. Let me
see. Oh, yeah, you made it full screen.
Let me see what I could do. Hold on.
What superpower would you want most? Sex in the morning or at night?
Flying.
How many chickens does it take
morning.
To kill an elephant?
Both.
Who's more problematic, Mel Gibson or Kanye West? Who's sexier,
Kanye West.
Sam Kinison or Sam Donaldson? Which
Donaldson.
Sam Kinison.
You were muted. See, we got it. This is a...
You did this so you could win. That's why you did this. You wanted to win. See, Susanna, he's very unkind to the guest. Disappear, and now he won't let me talk. Jews. That's what this is about. He hates the Jews. I know it.
You gotta unmute yourself. I can't unmute you. Susanna.
Yeah, I can't unmute you. You have to do it yourself.
I didn't even know. Am I muted now?
No, but as soon as I play the video, you will need to unmute yourself.
Oh God.
And Steven's back on. He's on his phone.
Oh my God.
Steven, do you want to play?
Sorry.
Sure. Like I just saw
it. Would be cool if we could do it as a share screen, then you could still see our faces and we all answer at once. Steven's frozen again.
He's frozen again.
Everybody can answer at once. We all know your voice.
He's in there.
You're very handsome voices.
All right, let's do it.
All right, here we go. Right. On your mark.
Unmute yourself, Steven.
Two, three.
I'm ready. Unmute.
Where?
I'm unmuted.
What superpower would you want most?
Flying.
Being able to get a movie and get rid of Donald Trump.
Take to kill an elephant. Who's more problematic?
I have
Mel
no
Gibson
idea.
Or Kanye
I
West. Who's sexier? Sam Kinison or Sam Donaldson? Which is worse? Death by electrocution or drowning? Is it better to be in front or in back of a horse costume? Who's hotter? Barry Bonds or Barry Gibbs? Toilet paper.
Barry Gibbs.
Over or under? Chunky or creamy?
Over. Under.
Lost's Creek or
Peanut Butter?
Dave Grohl or Nirvana or Dave Grohl and Foo Fighters? Cutest
Beatle
member? Worst male fashion
Nirvana.
Crocs or acid washed jacks?
Marshmallows.
Yes
jeans.
Or no. Pineapple on a pizza. Pineapple. Did you ever make your action figures kiss each other? Pie or
no,
cake?
Pineapple.
Me. Always cake.
20% for bad service. Or tipping 10%.
Yeah, no, I never made my action figures kiss.
20%.
20%.
Air drums or air guitar.
I don't even know what that is.
10%
roaches.
Ever
broken a bone? Is avocado
guitar sucks.
How do you like your eggs? Did you ever use a fake ID to hide pornography? Did OJ kill his wife? What is your favorite
foot? Many bees stuck my foot.
I love it.
Yes, my foot. I never even had it.
Yes.
Over easy.
Sex with my doctor.
Never watched porn. OJ did
porn. I couldn't help it.
What's invisible? My I don't know. What's invisible that you want to see?
You didn't even hear it, Steven.
Aliens.
That worked exactly how we planned it.
I don't think that bit works at all. So I think it's terrible.
Hey, we got to try, man. We got to try new stuff.
Well, I'm impressed on the whole setup. I really am. I want to know where my check comes.
Listen, Jason, I'm definitely going to have you on more for sure, man. You're great, man. You're improvisational. It's great. I love it. Steven, no.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to be able to be heard and have a screen on.
Right.
Apparently, Susanna hates people that are on Mac. So,
guys, I want to thank
everybody. I still work at HP. I'm an HP girl.
Well, you have to get over it and move on.
My sidekick. Well. Where's my sidekick? Kevin's.
Yes, he killed his wife. And if you give him a chance, he'll do it again.
Kevin's just sitting there like this.
That's a high number sign, I think. I don't know.
X-ray vision, no pineapple on pizza, creamy peanut butter, and yes, he killed his wife.
Last time I had sex with it was in March.
Did it involve creamy peanut butter?
It was a guy named Raul. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
I had a fun time on this show. I really did. Jason, you're amazing. I had a blast with you. Thank you.
Well, I do my best.
Steven, thank you for coming on. I know you're busy, and I know it probably, as an editor, you're probably like, but you know, thank you for coming on.
No worries. What's the show called? Ring of Terror?
Ring of Terror?
Terror Tunes.
That's what I said.
And Kevin, thank you, buddy. You're fired.
Guys. Again?
Thank you, guys. Stay. Yes, every show.
Danny, you don't have to fire him. He's just going lower and lower. You just got to catch him on the day that you can't see him.
He'll eventually do something heavy. The show. Okay, guys. Stay tuned after the credits for the trailer for the Terror Tunes. And, guys, Jason, thank you. Steven, thank you. Kevin, you're fired. You. Let's do this.
Thank you.
You can't fire me.
Bye, everybody.
Credits roll.
Okay.
Roll.
Nope.
Uh.